That was one of our better times. Going out there with John Ivy. Going to hear, as far as concerts go, Ravi Shankar. That was a great concert.
Yeah, I remember that.
I enjoyed that. One of the neatest things, this is way before Renee, and I don't know exactly when it was, but we could probably find it online. There was a guy, and for years and years and years, I knew his name. He was a young, genius piano player who did a concert in New York City of a composer that no one else had ever really done much with because it was too difficult. The composer is Alkan. A-L-K-A-N. And Alkan wrote things that made Liszt look, he put Liszt to shame. And this, what's this guy's name? I don't know, this guy did it and performed it, and after the concert, you know, he'd done wonderful, and his career was on top of the world, and he went for a walk, and he was walking along the edge of Central Park, and he got mugged, and he made a big mistake. He said, "Take anything you want, but don't hurt my fingers." And they stomped on both of his hands and broke every bone.
Jeez.
And every finger. And he went into a great depression. He ended up moving to South America, and he worked on shoes. He became a shoemaker. But his love of music, he kept working on restore some of that music and get people to play it and so forth. Somebody down in Brazil or wherever he was, he got them to do a radio show about this composer, and they said, "Well, we need to have somebody play it, but we haven't found anybody that could play it." And he said, "Well, I'll give it a try, because I think I've got all my dexterity back now." And he played it, and somebody heard him play it, and said, "Wow," and brought him back to this country and started him on a new tour. And this friend of mine that lived on Charles Island, he and I were loved piano music. Great pianist. So we got tickets and we went to see this guy at the old, where was it? Not the new Civic Center, because it didn't even exist. Probably the old Civic Center. The old, what did you call it? What do they call it? Not the Civic Center.
Municipal Auditorium?
Yeah, yes, the Municipal Auditorium. I suspect that's where it was. We went to see this guy, and about an hour before we went there, we dropped a hit of acid. And we're sitting there side by side, and this guy would not come on until there was no sound in the house and no lights. He had them cut off all of the house lights. And when it was completely dark, he couldn't do that today because no one would let him get by with the fire code. But he would then walk on the dark stage. You could just vaguely see an outline. He would turn on like a lamp, a huge lamp, standing lamp, and it would light up, and he had like white skin. He looked just like a vampire. He had a top hat. He had a long black cloak. I mean, this guy looked like a vampire.
right out of all these new movies and so forth. And he went over and he put his hat down, he put his cape down, he went over, and you know, there was a little noise, and he stopped and he turned and he looked. And then everybody got quiet again, you know. And he sat down and he played. And when he played, man, he blew us away. We could see the notes. We saw the notes coming through the air at us and like this. I mean, there would be, you know, the shapes of the notes. And that some of them were blue and some were green, some were round and some were square. And we both saw the same thing and get another shared experience. And when it was over, we went backstage. He was receiving people. And I can't remember now exactly. Renee, do you remember how I tell this story? I can't remember it. He was, we walked in, and it was like he looked at me, and he it was like he recognized me. He said something. It was like, what did he say? He was asking.
Remember that guy who used to play when you looked at the guitar? Remember he used to sing a lot of
Beatles
songs?
Oh, here I am talking classical music. You're going back to rock and roll.
Yeah, I've been listening to you.
I'm trying to think of what this dadgum pianist said. He looked at me and said something about me feeling the music, or I think he told everybody that something. Maybe he told everybody they had to leave, but you two can stay. He somehow recognized that we were in a different state of mind and appreciated his music in a different way than anyone else. And he said something about it that I've forgotten what it is now. What is that fella's name? I don't know, but I've got all his. You can get it on CD. And there are other people that have it out now that probably even do a better job. I don't think he ever came back and had a really fantastic career, but he was absolutely great that night.